Those who wish to fill out an application for assistance with Christmas gifts and food with the Saline County Interagency Council's holiday project still have a bit of time. One of the project's organizers, Eden DeGonia, says applications still are being accepted through today at the Salt Fork YMCA at 740 East Yerby Street, the Missouri Valley Community Action Agency at 1415 South Odell Avenue, the Hoot Resource Center on the campus formerly known as the Marshall Rehabilitation Center at 700 East Slater Street, and Hometown Pharmacy at 452 West Arrow Street in Marshall.
And then once those applications are received, you'll get an invitation in the mail that'll give you a specific time to come and shop on December 12th at the Martin Community Center. And in the meantime, we are accepting toys and books and food and all kind of donations at a lot of different locations. And there are posters up everywhere. You can also follow us on Facebook at the Saline County Interagency Council page.
The places where new or gently used toys are being accepted include the First Christian Church at 130 North Jefferson Street, Hometown Pharmacy, the Marshall Parks and Recreation Administration Office at 1538 East Vest Street, McCarthy Chevrolet Buick GMC at 1550 West Arrow Street, and the YMCA. Monetary donations also are welcome and can be dropped off at or sent to 860 West Vest Street in Marshall. Attention, Lindsay Parton. Now, volunteers are needed to set up on Wednesday, December 11th, and to distribute the food items and gifts on Thursday, December 12th at the Martin Community Center. For more information, you can contact DeGonia at edegonia@marshallowls.com. During the meeting of the Saline County Commission yesterday, Clerk Debbie Russell said her office has been looking for a new polling place in an area city.
The polling place, you know, that we've had for Sweet Springs voters has been at the I-70 Medical Center. And under the current circumstances, I've been looking for another polling facility to accommodate those voters in that area. And I always have to think about ADA compliances, the size of the building, the parking, and all of that to take into consideration before we choose one.
Russell continued.
And after looking around and talking to different places and different people, the American Legion Post number 279 is our new location for our Sweet Springs voters. And I'd really like to thank the Legion members and Al Hartman for working with me to get this pulled together. So that's a big relief to have a new polling place in place.
The I-70 Community Hospital has been closed since February 15th earlier this year. Now, according to the Secretary of State, the Missouri presidential preference primary is Tuesday, March 10th. The municipal election is Tuesday, April 7th, 2020. On Wednesday, representatives from the United States Department of Agriculture, or USDA, were on hand to congratulate Mayor Gail Cornine and the town of Nelson for receiving a USDA Rural Development Grant that paid for 75% of the purchase of a new multifunctional tractor from Ag Power John Deere in Marshall. USDA Rural Development Area Director Travis Zimmerman said the grant is for $32,500. Cornine expressed his gratitude, thanking USDA and its representatives, including Rural Development Area Specialist Jana Brandt, who was also in attendance. Or in an earlier interview with KMMO News, Cornine says the tractor will be used in the winter to remove snow from the town's streets and in the summer to do mowing to keep the town looking nice. Zimmerman commended residents of Nelson who banded together to raise the remaining 25% of the total price tag of more than $40,000. KMMO News time is 7:35. Funeral service for 97-year-old Ann Bailey of rural Marshall, who died Sunday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation will be held from 6 o'clock to 7:30 tonight. Burial will follow tomorrow's services at Sunset Garden Cemetery in Marshall. Graveside service for 60-year-old Carla Jo Bell of Sweet Springs, who died November 16th, will be held at noon tomorrow at Fairview Cemetery in Sweet Springs. A celebration of life and luncheon will follow the service at the American Legion in Sweet Springs. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Sweet Springs is in charge of arrangements. the family of 79-year-old Lyndall Bowling of Saline County, who died November 14th, will hold a celebration of life at 2 p.m. tomorrow at the Blackwater Depot. Bowling donated his body to Science Campbell Lewis Funeral Home, and Marshall is in charge of arrangements. Cremation memorial for 88-year-old Paul Johnson of Carrollton, who died Tuesday, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Bittaker Funeral Home in Carrollton, where visitation will be held from 1 to 1:45 p.m., followed by a Masonic service with military services. Graveside service for 89-year-old Betty Marie Schlotzhauer Wolf of Pilot Grove, who died October 25th, will be held at 2 p.m. Sunday at Pilot Grove Cemetery. Family and friends are invited to a luncheon at noon Sunday at the Pilot Grove Community Center. Meisenheimer Funeral Home in Pilot Grove is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories, 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.